signs have caused abnormal behaviour in rodents, making them become more aggressive. Don't let your home or business be invaded with a disease-carrying rodent infestation. Keep them away with Plug-In Pest Free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. Using the active wiring in your home or business, Plug-In Pest Free goes to work, keeping rodents and pests away the more humane way without using toxic poisons or other harsh pesticides. Just plug it in. It's that simple. Now that's fair dinkum. Stop the infestation and order yours today at gopestfree.com and receive a free hand sanitizer pen with every order using promo code INK. That's gopestfree.com, promo code INK. GoPestFree.com, promo code INK. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the... Woo! At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today. Woo! Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
I'm Jim Snyder.
And I'm Marie Mortera. We want to thank you for making News 3 your number one choice for news.
Every weeknight at 11, you can count on us to have the big story of the day.
Plus breaking news that matters to you.
Jim Snyder and Marie Mortera. News 3 live at 11.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions, don't text and drive.
Visit stoptextstoprex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. There's no easy path for New York to win a legal fight with the U.S. Census Bureau over its narrow loss of a congressional seat. But Governor Andrew Cuomo says this week he's looking at legal options nevertheless. More on this from Bernie Bennett.
New York's governor didn't spell out what legal action he's considering, but he says he thinks New York's loss of a seat could be chalked up to a minor counting mistake in the 2020 census. A census expert estimated Monday that if the census had counted just 89 more people in New York, it could have kept 27 House seats, assuming all other state totals remain the same. Cuomo says he's asked the state's attorney general to review whether there are legal grounds for a lawsuit. States have gone to court to challenge census counts in past decades. Bernie Bennett reporting.
U.S. health regulators are pledging again to try to ban menthol cigarettes. This time, the Food and Drug Administration is under pressure from African-American groups to remove the mint flavor, which is popular among black smokers. Acting FDA Commissioner Janet Woodcock says menthol acts like a drug when it's smoked.
It has anesthetic properties and qualities that help mask the harshness and irritation of tobacco smoke. Flavored tobacco, including flavors found in some cigars and cigarillos, makes smoking more appealing by reducing initial aversive responses.
Research has shown the numbing effect of menthol makes it harder for smokers to quit. Menthol is the only cigarette flavor that wasn't banned more than a decade ago. Police are searching for a murder suspect near the Atlanta airport after he escaped from sheriff's deputies who were taking him back to Arizona. Officials say Ehsan Carlos Strover got away from two Maricopa County deputies when they were trying to drop off a rental car at the airport. The 20-year-old Strover is wanted for murder, attempted murder, and aggravated assault in Arizona. On Wall Street, the Dow by 239 points, the NASDAQ rose 31. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. It's time to do some spring cleaning, and if you're an unhappy timeshare owner, start your cleaning today. We will get you out of your unused timeshare quickly. We've been helping people just like you for over a decade. We have over 600 excellent reviews with the BBB. Lone Star Transfer guarantees a release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For a free consultation, call 844-284-4860 or...
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000. 870-4000.
It's 304. This is your KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. More than 100,000 Nevadans are late getting their second shot of the COVID-19 vaccine. State health officials say as of Monday, more than 143,000 people, or about 13% of the more than 1.1 million state residents who've begun the vaccination process, were more than 4 days late on getting their second dose. Both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine require two doses given weeks apart to be fully effective. Nationwide, the CDC reports more than 5 million people have missed their second shot. About 8% of the people who have gotten the Pfizer or the Moderna vaccine. Local officials have been cracking down on illegal ride-sharing drivers, impounding more than 40 vehicles for drivers illegally offering rides for cash. As COVID-19 restrictions have been loosened, the demand for Uber and Lyft rides has far outpaced the available drivers, creating the cash-for-rides business, which is illegal. Those cited face big fines up to $10,000, along with having their vehicle impounded. The Vegas Golden Knights defeated the Colorado Avalanche 5-2 last night at T-Mobile Arena for their 10th straight win, the longest win streak in the NHL this season, and the longest win streak by an NHL team in its first 4 seasons.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Moderate flows right now as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, northbound at Charleston, southbound at Owens. Also, you'll tap the brakes as you work your way through the downtown area there, 515 eastbound at Main Street and 515 west at Pecos.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one, time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Thursday. And if it's Thursday, it means Daniel Honcharu joining us, the Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI. And this special Nevada Policy Research Institute report is brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association. Daniel, how you been, my friend?
Hey, Kevin. Good to hear your voice. I've been well, but there's been a heck of a lot happening up here in the past week, I can tell you that much.
Indeed. We are down to, what, 33 days and counting left in this we're into week 13 in the 81st Nevada Legislature session. What is going on? And by the way, one thing I want to get out of the way, it's been a couple of weeks now since we opened, the legislative building. My question is, are folks taking advantage of it? Are you seeing more lobbyists, more members of the media, more John Q. Public, just concerned citizens?
Yes, but they continue to trickle in. I continue to maintain my position that this entire 2021 legislative session has just made a mockery of Nevada's legislative process, you know, by prohibiting individuals, concerned activists, even lobbyists from entering the building. That's beginning to change. Myself, you know, I was in the lower triage in terms of who is entitled to the COVID vaccine first. So, for example, I've only gotten my first dose and am awaiting a second dose weeks later before I can come into the building without question. Otherwise, you got to stand outside for an hour and get an on-site negative test. So they're still making it very difficult to enter the building, despite what Sisolak and company are messaging.
Let's talk about some legislation, in particular AB 395, and a debate has ensued on kind of a hot button issue, capital punishment.
Yeah, this is a really interesting issue, and let me just say that typically this is not within our purview. NPRI focuses on economics and free markets and not so much on cultural social issues. But this bill catches our eye for a variety of reasons, because there's a bunch of interesting dynamics occurring. The bill number is AB 395, and it sailed through the assembly on party lines 26-16. All GOP against, all Dems in favor. So now it's proceeded to the Senate. Senate Judiciary has it's been referred to, and there are several questions ahead to determine the fate of this bill. First of all, we don't really know if Governor Sisolak supports the legislation. When he was first campaigning, he expressed pretty firmly that he opposed the death penalty, but then some months later, I think post-primary, probably in a political calculation, made the assertion that, yes, he actually supports the death penalty, but only in the most extreme circumstances. So it's possible there may be some amendment, inserted into this bill to try and sway Sisolak on board. We'll see. But the more interesting part of this AB 395 debate is who is determining how it will play out. And I'll specifically mention Senators Nicole Cannizzaro and Melanie Scheibel, chairwoman and vice chairwoman for Senate Judiciary, who are both acting deputy district attorneys, and are hearing this bill that essentially is a major conflict of their work. DAs both write and enforce the laws. So the fact that they're even doing this is so frustrating, as you may well know, Kevin, pardon me. We filed a lawsuit several months ago calling out all these dual-servant lawmakers, those employed in both the legislative and the executive branch. We have some big news, I hope, to make on that mark next week. But, yeah, just the entire dynamics around AB 395 are interesting. Those negotiations are happening behind the scenes now. I really am not sure how it's going to come out. It'll be a major test for Sisolak, kind of a virtue signaling test. And, he's had a bad week already because his innovation zones bill kind of fell apart. So Not sure how he's going to handle this particular issue.
What would AB 395 do? Would it ban all executions?
It would ban all executions outright. And a proposed conceptual amendment might be such as, well, you know, we will ban it for everybody except the most notorious serial killer rapist types, right? You know, back in the day, I think capital punishment was intended to be utilized for only the worst of the worst violent criminals. And I think part of the problem is that prosecutors too often seek it these days. So that will be the calculus going forward, whether to exempt some people from this otherwise abolition of capital punishment in this state.
And when you're talking about Senators Cannizzaro and Scheibel, you're talking about people that are on the public dole already and are violating the Constitution. Where are we in that litigation?
So we had unfortunately been denied an expedited appeal motion from the Supreme Court, but we expect that, especially after the 2021 session calms down and, you know, courts are way backed up right now, we expect to litigate in a courtroom, and we expect to attain standing pursuant to a Nevada Supreme Court case a few years back regarding the ESA program, and we're feeling quite confident going forward. But again, you know, it's remarkable how this is allowed to play out. We had D.A. Wolfson of Clark County testify in opposition to this bill just a couple of weeks ago, and now he's going likely to do the same in front of the people he's the boss of. I mean, how can you ignore that conflict? It's so striking, and that's one of the examples we're going to highlight in our litigation going forward.
Let's move on to the minimum wage. Folks on the left are always touting the increase in the minimum wage, $15 an hour, living wage, that kind of thing. AJR 10, what is it?
AJR 10 is a proposal that actually started in 2019. It proposes to amend the Nevada Constitution in such a way so as to prospectively increase the minimum wage in the years ahead. It gets a little technical, but what you need to know is that it passed easily in 2019. It's going to pass easily on an assembly line or a party line vote in both chambers this session as well, which means it'll go to the 22 ballot for voters to decide. What it would do is essentially eliminate kind of our two-tier minimum wage structure in Nevada and make all minimum wages for all people $12 by 2024. Right now, if you're an employer who offers qualified health benefits, you're entitled to offer a lower minimum wage. AGR 10 would cancel that and would further allow for further minimum wage hikes going forward. So we are a definite no on AGR 10. You know, there's been so much concern over the march for $15 per hour when our focus should be not on wages but on employment and maximizing total employment, because we know that higher wages lead to fewer jobs, and I suspect that once the $12 per hour minimum wage that was actually brought forth last session by AB 456 is in full effect by 2024, we're going to see some job losses. We're going to see some small businesses laying off people. You know, minimum wages hurt businesses, notwithstanding the left's claim to the contrary.
More coming up with Daniel Honcharoo and this NPRI report, brought to you by the good folks, Paul Enos, and all the good folks at Nevada Trucking Association. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We'll get to some really bad bills, some really good bills, and bills that are stalled out. And what can break the logjam? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Yeah. New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
My battery died, and I didn't feel comfortable taking my car anywhere.
When you need any car repair, big or small, RepairSmith brings the shop to you. We do the work in your own driveway. It's the easiest and safest way to repair your car.
RepairSmith replaced my battery, checked out my fluids, filters, everything, all while masked and gloved. And the bonus? It was extremely affordable. Wow, what a great service.
RepairSmith mechanics are fully certified and have over 15 years of in-the-field experience. Schedule your appointment today and get your free quote. No surprises, no extra fees.
Taking your car to the shop is a thing of the past. Thanks, RepairSmith.
Find out why hundreds of car owners in Las Vegas are servicing their vehicles with RepairSmith. Take control over your time and get your car serviced from the comfort of your own home. To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com code RADIO. RepairSmith.com code RADIO.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. College graduates are responsible in part for a knowledge crisis regarding basic civic literacy in the United States. That, according to a recent survey, it revealed that less than half of college graduates surveyed knew the term lengths of U.S. senators and representatives. Now, does this lack of knowledge have lasting impacts on retirement planning? For answers, we turn to America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuda. Coach, financial knowledge, pretty important.
You know, an alarming stat I saw the other day, 70% of millennials, and I think that when millennials go up to age 35, Steve, I don't even know where they are there, but 70% of them favor socialism. That's worrisome. That means they don't understand true financial planning and real financial and capitalism. Without capitalism, we're all going to be in the same boat. It's like communism. They just call it socialism now. Keep this in mind, folks. If everyone is rich, everyone is poor. Porsche only makes a certain number of cars every year. They can't make 150 million Porsches, right? So we have to have the true knowledge of the financial world. Depending on others is not a good thing. So we need to put together our own plan as we get to retirement. Very important to make sure that we understand our own financial situation so that we can educate and show our children and grandchildren the power of positive thinking, the power of thinking on our own, the power of not depending on anyone but ourselves. You can depend on your own retirement plan if you get a retirement income strategy put in place. I call it a financial fill-up strategy, Steve. So many people don't have one of these. If you have a lump sum in a 401k, let's see what that lump sum could translate into as far as a lifetime income you can never outlive that does not depend on the market going up. For you to have a safe and comfortable retirement. The next 10 people, I'll do this for you at no cost or obligation. We've seen others charge over $1,000 for this.
Sounds great, Coach. Call now, 888-702-6932. 888-702-6932 or text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Melissa Hardy from Assembly District 22. I'm proud to represent the Henderson Green Valley Ranch area, which includes parts of Anthem and Sun City. Catch me on the Kevin Walsh Show on AM 670, where Kevin and I will be talking all things related to the 2021 legislative session. Tune in to hear the latest on what's happening in the building and to get updates about legislation that may impact you and your family. To learn more about me, go to Hardy4Nevada.com.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is week 13 of the 81st Nevada Legislature. And time is running out. Like it says on the show open, time is running out, and a lot of bills, a lot of good bills, a lot of bad bills, are racing to the finish line, trying to get over the finish line. Daniel Hancharoo joining us, Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI. He is up in Carson City and is going to be there till Sine die on June 1. Let me ask you about one bill that we've been following, and it seems to be stalled out. It's SB 335. What does it do, and what's holding it up?
SB 335 is a proposal from Senator Joe Hardy out of Boulder City, which would transformationally change the way that we issue occupational licenses in Nevada. I tell you this, Taryn, all the time that Nevada is one of the most poorly ranked states in terms of overly burdensome licensing requirements. It takes you years to become a barber or a cosmetologist. If you simply want to wash hair in a cosmetology studio and do nothing else, you need to get government permission for that by completing 50 hours of hair washing training. So that's just one example of how burdensome, needlessly burdensome, these occupational licensing rules are. And we know from studies of other states that there would be myriad benefits to the general population, and especially the workforce, if we reduced these barriers to enter certain occupations. Senate Bill 335 basically proposes a model to do that. And we fully support the bill. We're actually trying to get it heard in Senate Finance now. The reason it was referred to Senate Finance is because it's going to cost some money. And Senate Finance has to determine whether or not it's one of their priorities. So we are actively trying to galvanize the troops and have all of our donors and supporters contact their lawmakers and implore them to hear SB 335. Again, it would be transformational. I've seen estimates that it could increase total employment by 8.5% in Nevada if we reduced our regulations to more moderate levels. So we are certainly hoping this bill gets through. Now it's just a matter of whether majority leadership chooses to prioritize it or not. And let me remind you that this bill will especially help lower-income Nevadans, because it's typically the lower-income occupations that are the most heavily regulated, because these occupational licensing boards are cartels that basically regulate who can and can't enter their own field. So SB 335, we're a big yes. We encourage everybody, again, contact your lawmaker twice a day, email, phone call. Tell them to hear SB 335 in committee.
Who would who or what, I guess, would be holding this bill up? Are there forces that don't want this to become law?
That is an intriguing question, because we know these type of proposals generally have broad bipartisan support among the public. They typically have been hard to reduce in terms of regulations in the past, because all these licensing boards donate so heavily to candidates who then, you know, kind of owe them a favor. But this bill, being as comprehensive as it is, I think we could avoid some of the political blowback, especially if it was, you know, received bipartisan, as it was generally on the Senate committee. So, you know, again, I can't promote this bill enough. It would have tremendous economic effects for Nevadans. Let people work is the message behind this bill, and governments shouldn't get in the way of people wanting to work.
And Governor Sisolak said at his State of the State that this session would be all about jobs, and if you want to increase jobs, then you pass this bill. That'll be interesting to see. I want to ask about what everybody's been buzzing about for the last 13 weeks, and that is the issue of taxes. I understand there are tax negotiations underway. Can you give us a sense of where we are in taxes? We're getting all this money. They're calling them Biden bucks. $4.5 billion, and some of that's going to trickle down to the general fund. Why do we need to be talking about taxes, and where are we in those discussions?
Well, we don't need to be talking about taxes. We have a balanced budget. Localities are in much better shape than anticipated. There's just no need for additional revenues when so many Nevadans are still enduring the damage caused by the government-induced shutdown. What occurred over the past few days, however, was that the Commission on School Funding, which was created as kind of a task force back in 2019 relating to the school funding formula debate, this Commission on School Funding just recommended that Nevada increase education spending by more than $2 billion over the next decade via increases to either property taxes or sales taxes. So when I first see this, I think, shocker. A government agency thinks government needs more money. What's new? But I actually saw some